I wonder, sir, if you could let me have a match? Even now, he didn't answer at once. He appeared to be engaged in some sort of rapid mental calculation, while his fingers, nervously active, sketched a number of flurried gestures round his waistcoat. For all they conveyed, he might equally have been going to undress, to draw a revolver, or merely to make sure that I hadn't stolen his money. Then the moment of agitation passed from his gaze like a little cloud, leaving a clear blue sky. At last, he had understood what it was that I wanted. Yes, yes, certainly. Of course.
Who is it?
Said the lady at the table. Pip, ma'am.
Pip.
Mr. Pumblechook's boy. Come to play.
Come nearer. Let me look at you. Come close.
It was when I stood before her, avoiding her eyes, that I took note of the surrounding objects in detail and saw that her watch had stopped at 9:20 and that a clock in the room had stopped at 9:20. Look at me, said Miss Havisham.
You are not afraid of a woman who has never seen the sun since you were born?
I regret to state that I was not afraid of telling the enormous lie comprehended in the answer. No.
Do you know what I touch here?
She said, laying her hands one upon another on her left side. Yes, ma'am.
What do I touch?
Your heart?
Broken!
She uttered the word with an eager look, and with strong emphasis, and with a weird smile that had a kind of boast in it. Afterwards she kept her hands there for a little while, and slowly took them away, as if they were heavy.
I am tired, said Miss Havisham. I want diversion. Sometimes I have sick fancies, and I have a sick fancy that I want to see some play. There, there, she said with an impatient movement of her fingers on the right hand. Play, play, play.